Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I'm Vinny B, your host. And we've had some action in NASCAR and IndyCar over the weekend. But the big news in trending on Twitter. Yes, Twitter or X. is Noah Gragson. In case you haven't heard, which I'm pretty sure you have. Apparently, Noah Gragson was suspended indefinitely for hitting the like button on, I guess, it was a George Floyd meme. And after that, Legacy Motorsports let him go. Sound familiar? Case of Kyle Larson with using the N-word in a video or sim race, you know, during the pandemic. Instead of actually racing, they had video game racing and called it racing. Everybody sitting at home driving their special simulated race cars. And he was suspended indefinitely pending diversity training, which I'm sure he took. Because after that, he was rehired by Rick Hendrick. Of course, he drove for Chip Ganassi. Well, and as we all know, he had a couple of great seasons, won a championship, and had a great season actually afterwards and won a championship. And, you know, this year he's driving, you know, doing the same thing, but he's not, I think he's in the playoffs actually, but so we'll see if he wins another championship. Well, Noah Gragson was driving the 42 car, apparently. I wasn't sure it was a cup car, but I guess it is. Legacy Motorsports used to be Richard Petty Motorsports, and then he had a couple investors. One being, Gallagher Motorsports in the truck series bought into it, and Jimmy Johnson did, so he's part of it. So it's called Legacy. You got two seven-time champions owning the team, Legacy Motorsports. You get the idea. Well, according to Jeff Gluck and other NASCAR and media people, reported that Noah Gragson was let go. And obviously, he has to, I'm sure, go some sort of diversity training, but he's out of a job. Let's see, who's the Daniel McFadden or McFadden? Noah Gragson made a big mistake. I did my due diligence to make sure it was real. My front stretch column on Gragson's deserved suspension, dropping the hammer. Noah Gragson's a big mistake. Well, Daniel, are you a woke pussy? I don't know the guy. He wasn't around when I was actively going to the tracks to cover the sport back in the day. So but I do know people at Front Stretch, so I'll have to touch base with them. I know somebody was there. So okay, this is somebody posted the tweet under Denis. It's a picture of George Floyd's face attached to a crab body. It's like a, what's it? And this is Rita Love, who is, I guess, she has a blue check mark. This is the tweet liked by Noah Gragg. No words, just merely a meme of the drug addict being mocked as a crab. Not a re-quote. A mere like from a 100,000 follower account would not have been seen by many. A suspension seems honestly over the top. NASCAR going woke. They going to go broke. I like some memes that actually are inappropriate, but, you know, if my job holds it against me, then it's Facebook, it's freedom of speech. I got a First Amendment issue here. It's not affecting the company or anybody in the company. Okay, somebody... And I guess whoever posted it, the fact that, or went looking for it, is getting hammered. Now, what I did see is a tweet from none other than Elon Musk saying he will pick up the tab for Noah Gragson's legal bills. Just let him know. And I commend Elon for doing that because, hey, your last says a lot for the man. First, he cleaned up, he bought Twitter. I don't use Twitter much. Time to time, I get things popping up in it that I get notifications on that I look at. And you know, funny is funny. I don't care if it's right, wrong, or indifferent. That's the whole purpose of this stuff. Now, to hold it against them because he thought it was funny, you know, I hope NASCAR, I mean, their attendance is only good for certain races, and, you know, what's happening to them is the more, if they go on woke, they're going to go broke. SRX, if anybody knows that one, it's kind of a racing series where you have drivers from IndyCar, like some veterans that aren't in the mainstream anymore. They're racing in SRX. I know they actually got Haley Deegan, who's an up-and-comer in the truck series, to race with her. There's Paul Tracy and, you know, people like that. Anyway, that's the big news of the week. This just broke a couple days ago, August 5th. Excuse me. Here's another one. This pathetic troll got Noah Gragson suspended from NASCAR for liking a George Floyd meme. I did my due diligence to make sure my front stress column on Gragson's deserved suspension. Hashtag NASCAR. Do-do-do-do. No Leaf Outlaw, rethinking, replying to TRHL official, under the knee, counterfeit 20, drugs I took plenty, now I can't breathe, sorry I had to. It is funny. Oh, well, you know, so it's okay for NASCAR to hire Wiz Khalifa to sing his violent songs using the N-word and talk about blowing people away. But Noah Gragson likes a meme about George Floyd, a convicted felon, he loses his career. It's time to hashtag Bud Light NASCAR. That day's coming. You know, it's kind of Weird that things like stupid stuff get somebody in trouble. And it's just weird that, you know, another thing was the noose at Talladega's garage door. Ooh, it was hung there a year before, but Bubba Wallace happened to get that garage. And all of a sudden there was a big incident. But then they found out it was a nothing burger. Kind of, you know, at least it wasn't self-done like the Jussie Smollett thing. And let's see if I can find somebody to talk to me about it. If you want, give me a call at 646-649-1899 here at Garage Talk Live on Block Talk Radio. And just one of those things. I got a dead wire. Or I think it's the jack in my computer. But I could plug my headphone in there with no problem. See if I could contact my buddy Sunshine. He used to be a Kyle Busch fan. And I think the incident with the Bubba Wallace thing kind of turned her off. And so I bet she's probably glad she's not following the sport anymore, but I know I could talk to her about it. We'll see if she could get in here before one. Anyway, let's check out some of the stuff that went on at Michigan. We had the Xfinity and the Cup Series. Check the race results for the Xfinity. The Cup was rained out Sunday and rerun picked up on yesterday. All right, the first race, the Xfinity Series, race number 21, the Cabo Wabo 250. I love me some Cabo Wabo. My wife never drank tequila. Said it gave her tequila face or stank face. You know, you wrinkle up and give it that nasty look. Well, Sammy Hagar, you know, singer for Van Halen and a guitar player for Montrose and the solo career, bought Cabo Wabo tequila. I figured, hey, what the hell? I tried their Reposado, which is aged a bit. It's not the clear or the Añejo. Actually, we had that, which is more aged, which is even smoother. And you know what? Wifey likes Cabo Wabo. So we always try to have a bottle of Cabo in the house. And we get some other stuff. It's so smooth, you really don't like to use it for mixing. It's a good sipping tequila. And so gotta watch that one. I'm not taking this thing apart to tighten up a screw. Be a nut. Why do I keep hitting the Capitol? Not the building, stupid thing hitting the word one. That's one good thing if you're, I got the mixing board and the phone and yada, yada, yada. Dish boom ba. So. Where were we? Ah, yes. Taking the checkered flag, leading twice for 65 of the 125 laps, winning stage two. John Hunter Nemechek in the Mobile One Toyota. That sounds like a Gibbs car. And if you're in a Gibbs car, you're going to do well. Josh Berry taking second place. Brandon Jones. That name's familiar. No, just kidding. Taking third, Ty Gibbs in the 19, and fourth, Sam Mayer. ARCA Series driver is in fifth. Riley Herbst in sixth. Ross Chastain, the Watermelon Man, in seventh. Former guest of the show, Parker Kligerman, another former guest of the show. In eighth, Parker Retzlav, a rookie in ninth, and Jeb Burton. Rounding out your top ten. The race took 2 hours and 4 seconds. At Michigan, we're talking 2 miles, really wide, really fast. I'm surprised they haven't restrictor plated that track like they did with Daytona. But I guess, you know, the way to get the new cars designed. So this is Nemechek's seventh Xfinity victory. There were seven cautions for 31 laps and seven lead changes amongst six drivers. Your first stage winner was Justin Allgaier. And he wound up, he led once for 32 laps. So 32 and 65 is 97, 98, 99, 100, 101. Ty Gibbs led 22 laps, and they're your only double-digit lap leaders. Everybody else was a lap here, 4 laps there, and so on to round it out to the top 20. All righty. Who else was in the field? Any ladies? I guess I always like to promote the ladies. I don't see any yet. There's Jeffrey Earnhardt, former guest of the show. No ladies. I know in the truck series there's ladies now. I saw where the playoffs are getting ready to start in the truck series. Everything is all lined up. So, we are winding down. I think there's only 4 races to go for the Cup Series, and I think maybe 4 to go for the Xfinity Series. I know the playoffs are 10 races out. I mean, well, 10 races. There's 12 drivers in the Xfinity Series. Let's see who leads the points there, and we'll check out your winner. You'll find the winner. Where's your winner? There he is, John Hunter Nemechek.
Okay, we are now joined by our winning driver of today's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, John Hunter Nemechek. John Hunter, you just start off by giving us lowdown on your car today and the talk about your big win.
Man, we had a fast Toyota GR Supra, that's for sure. Just hats off to this whole team for bringing fast race cars to the racetrack every single weekend. I'm just a lucky guy that gets to hold the steering wheel and We were able to rebound and get the lead and search for clean air and have enough speed to stay up front.
And maybe you can, before we open it up to questions, talk about, this was the 200th victory, NASCAR Xfinity Series win for Joe Gibbs Racing. What's it mean to be the driver to take that one home?
It means a lot to me, being able to win multiple times this year in the Xfinity Series and win for Joe Gibbs Racing previously. It's a big accomplishment, not only for myself, but for Joe Gibbs Racing and the whole Xfinity program. To have 200 wins in the Xfinity program is a huge accomplishment for Joe Gibbs Racing, and I was just the guy in the right place to bring home 200, and I think we've brought home, well, I guess five this year, so we've been adding to it.
Great. If you have a question for John Hunter, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start up here to Larry in the front.
Larry with HMAP. I heard a little bit in earlier interviews talking about tying up with your teammate Gibbs. Was that early in the race, like 12 in, and explain what happened and just how tricky is the dynamic of, you know, wanting to compete and win and do it fairly and deal with the dynamics of a teammate?
Yeah, I've been very vocal about teammates here recently, and I think everyone has kind of seen that. But when it comes down to it, you're going to have teammates race around you when Joe Gibbs Racing brings three really fast Toyota GR Supras every single week. So it's on me. I take full accountability for the incident that happened. And I was on the bottom. Ty cleared me in turn one on the top. And I was trying to slide up behind him to kind of get position on the top off of turn two. And when I crossed his wake, I feel like I put him in a bad aero spot and maybe should have checked up a little bit more just to not get him free. And once he got free, it was trying to check up and stay off of him and couldn't quite do that. He got a little tap from me, which ended up kind of turning him even more sideways. And then I got tapped from behind and we both went spinning. So just bad circumstances, but that one's on me and take full accountability for it.
What about
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. Was your car damaged at all from that? And did you, once you realized what the tire strategy would be, were you confident you could win?
To be honest with you, I didn't know if we could win with the tire strategy that we had. Not knowing kind of how much tires were going to be or how much they were going to mean towards the end of the race. I'm grateful that it worked out strategy-wise. And I don't believe we had any damage. I mean, it was lightest contact possible, just enough to for both of us to go around.
There you have John Hunter Nemechek. Got a lot of wins in the series. He said five. All righty, let's go to points for the Xfinity Series and how they stand in the playoffs. So you got 12. And, wow. Okay. Your points leader right now, well, he's tied in points with the second place Austin Hill, but playoff points-wise, I think that throws him in the top spot and wins also. John Hunter Nemechek, five race wins, 30 playoff points, but he's got 811. And so does second place Austin Hill. Justin Allgaier with four wins. Allgaier is in third with a win. Cole Custer, fourth with a win. Josh Berry, no wins. Sam Mayer with a win. Chandler Smith with a win in seventh. Daniel Hemric. Riley Herbst, no wins, 8th and 9th. Sammy Smith with a win in 10th. Sheldon Creed, no wins in 11th. And Parker Kligerman has no wins, and he is in 12th. But two spots down is Jeb Burton. He's in 14th with the points, but being he has a win, he's locked in. So he will move up and bump Parker Kligerman into the 13th spot. Now, the difference between Kligerman and Sheldon Creed, for him to make up that ground, because Sheldon Creed will move down to the 12th spot, is 18 points. Nah, can't be. Five. Yeah, 18-point difference. So that can be made up, but he'd have to get a big – have to finish with a big advantage over Sheldon Creed, which I think is doable. All righty, let's go check the IndyCar. IndyCar out at the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix on the streets of Nashville. I tell you, Nashville has the Nashville Super Speedway where IndyCar used to run, and NASCAR had the truck and the Xfinity Series run there. And it's owned by Dover Motorsports. Well, after not being able to get a cup race there, Dover would have had to relinquish one of their cup races at the Monster and move it to Nashville, and they didn't feel like doing that, so they didn't. And I guess as things wound down, that IndyCar left there, and NASCAR's Truck Series and Xfinity Series, I guess, wasn't drawing enough of a crowd at the time because, you know, usually a support race, people go there for that and go to the cup race. I know I used to do it when I used to go to Charlotte. I'd get the Xfinity Series race at the cup race. When I was covering races at Dover, I'd just drive down on Friday and drive home on Friday night, back down on Saturday. It was a 70-mile drive. And I have to get there in the morning, get checked in with my credentials, and go plant myself in the media center, and then head out into the garages, get inventories and stuff like that. Connect with the PR reps, kind of how you do it. You go to the PR rep. Oh, let me see where you got available. How about X, Y, and Z time? Sure. And, you know, go in and get them. I'd tape them. Had my old little Sony digital. Well, first I used to use a cassette. Yeah, tell me about it. But at least with a digital thing, I can cue it up. I'd burn it to CD, and then I just play the CD, track one, track two, whatever, and do it that way. This way, if any other stuff that was in there, I could edit out. But, you know, I used to do that with the cassette also. I bought myself one of those CD burners where I can take any audio, run it through a mixer, run it into the CD burner, and lo and behold, I'd make a playlist for the air, which was the next day. What sucked was Mondays if it was rained out Sundays, because I couldn't get back down Monday because I had to go do the show on Monday night at the station, because I did other stuff at the station when I was there. I was the board ops, and I was also the sports director. But anyway, enough rambling from me. Taking home the checkered flag on the streets of Music City, 2.1-mile course. I'd rather race on the streets there than Chicago, but, you know, it's not like Chicago might have a little. I mean, I wonder how they would pull that off in New York City on the streets. But anyway, so Kyle Kirkwood takes the checkered flag. Scott McLaughlin comes in second. Alex Palou third. Joseph Newbard, fourth. Scotty Dixon, fifth. Marcus Erickson, sixth. Seventh. Sorry about that. Romain Grosjean, sixth. Marcus Erickson, seventh. Pato O'Ward, eighth. Christian Lundgaard, ninth. And Will Power rounds out your top 10. Average speed, 85 mile an hour. Time of race, 1 hour, 58 minutes and 2 seconds. Seth, 2 minutes less than the Xfinity race at Michigan. Four cautions for 8 laps and 9 lead changes amongst 6 drivers. Your points leaders are Palou in first, Newgarden second, Dixon third, McLaughlin fourth, Erickson fifth, O'Ward sixth, Will Power seventh, Lundgaard eighth, your race winner ninth, Kirkwood, and Colton Herta rounds out your top 10. Where is Ray Hall? There he is. He's a few back. He's Courtney Force's husband. It's called Family of Speed. And one guy goes 200 miles an hour, and she travels less distance but goes over 300 miles an hour. So she's raising a family and joining her sister Ashley out of the car. It's a shame because both wound up like in second place before they stepped out of the car. Courtney, I guess, apparently got pregnant. And I don't know if you want to go screaming down the track with the G-forces of whatever they are at 300 miles an hour and 1,000 feet while carrying a child. Sorry for the sound distortion. Hey, okay, so my headphones. I have more cords. I'll try another one tomorrow, or next week, I guess. Where were we? Oh, yeah. IndyCar is done. We have the Cup race. Again, at Michigan, postponed due to rain. We had some serious weather down here. I was actually heading to work during a tornado warning. Imagine that. I get to work. I'm sitting down in the lobby. I see I pull out my phone. Tornado warning. 2 o'clock. I said, oh, swell. I'm heading to work. Can't see any funnel clouds in the sky. Usually where I'm at, it's not so bad. That stuff kind of hits the mountains and gets tore up. But I wound up heading to Withville, which is the city 20 miles away, going through a tunnel. And didn't see any activity of severe weather. So, got a good parking spot, though, I will say that. And all of a sudden, I was instructed to go to the tornado shelter. So, I went to the tornado, headed for the tornado shelter, which is some cinder block rooms in the building for incidents like that. And as I'm getting there, everybody's piling out. Apparently the warning was over. It was only lasted for half an hour. Now, not only did I miss the tornado warning, I was traveling through it, and I didn't even see any funnel clouds. You know, I don't want to get stuck in a tornado, but if one grabs me and takes me to Oz, I'll make do. But anyway, let's check out the race. Okay. Driver of the number 17. Chris Buescher takes the checkered flag. Does not win any stages at all. As a matter of fact, his stage two position was 10th. Anything below 10th? Well, stages are only registered positions from 1st to 10th, and anything from 11th on, let's say, finished 11th or 23rd in stage two. But that wasn't the case. He led three times for 52 laps. Second place won both stages, but six times 47 laps. So there's all your playoff point distribution between first and second, and that was Martin Truex Jr. Denny Hamlin was third. He led once for a lap. There were multiple, there were double-digit lap leaders, Buescher, Truex. Fourth place was Brad Keselowski, led 15 laps. Fifth was Kyle Larson, he only led two laps. Sixth, Daniel Suarez, led 12 laps. Ross Chastain in seventh, led 16 laps. Kevin Harvick was eighth, no laps. Brian Blaney in ninth, a lap. And rounding out your top 10 was Eric Jones, and he didn't lead any laps. The only other double-digit lap winner was outside the top 10, and that was Bubba Wallace. Take that back, there was one. Alex Bowman, who was in a wreck steering issue, led 19 laps. He was 33rd out of 37. Kyle Busch finished last. He got wrecked early, 14 laps in. Anyway, the race was 3 hours, 59 seconds. And the average speed was 131.159. Margin of victory, 0.152 seconds. Buescher, call him back-to-back Buescher. He won the last race as well. So he won the Firekeepers Casino 400, which is fourth Cup Series victory. Driving the 17, and that's under RFK Racing, which is Roush Fenway Keselowski, not Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 9 cautions for 43 laps, 26 lead changes amongst 16 drivers. Pretty, not fairly boring, you know, I would say. What was the margin of victory again? Just a little over a tenth of a second, so you figure that's what? 15 car lengths. So figure 1/10 of a second. 10 car lengths. So there you have it. Go back to there and pick up our winner.
All right, we're going to get started here with our race-winning team members from today's Firekeepers Casino 400 at Michigan International Speedway. We have the driver of the number 17 RFK Racing Ford, Cliff Buescher, and also the crew chief, Scott Graves. Gentlemen, I'm just going to start off by asking you guys, you won the Heritage Trophy against the Ford here, which is 9 straight. Can you each talk a little bit about what it means to keep that here for Ford?
Yeah, obviously, when we come up to Michigan, I feel like the microphones are unnecessary right now. I appreciate the handful that hung out, but it seems excessive. I got you. So this is for the people that skimped out on us. Got it. They know who they are. And I think for us, Michigan is Ford country, right? And, we talk about the manufacturer wars when we come up here, and this is home for Jack Roush and Brad. And, there's a
heavy weight on our shoulders and be able to keep that streak alive and keep that trophy at a Blue Oval headquarters. That's certainly very cool for us. Very, very awesome opportunity for us to be the ones that brought that one home this time. And you know, so we have such a massive board presence here, and you know, it goes a long way. And you know, we knew on the weekend we felt like we were the most competitive Ford at the racetrack, and we're able to get that win through a lot of hard work, some great strategy, and an extra day on the schedule. So yeah, it's certainly big. And like I said, 9 in a row, that's you know, that's fantastic, especially you know, knowing a lot of those were double up years. So pretty cool.
Yeah, we had it was Friday. We had a board event with all the crew chiefs, and Edsel talked to us about how important it was to him, and you know, how much it's meant to him to have it for this many years. And really kind of stressed everybody that, you know, he really wants to continue that tradition. So for us to be able to get the win today, they bring it back to Ford. It means a lot. Obviously, it's a pretty good day.
Well, we're going to open up the questions. We'll start up here with Larry. We'll go down the road here and get the lead.
Larry Leach, maybe. How do you explain that half of your career wins come in the last 2 weeks?
I don't like your statistic. But, you know, I think that if you think back just where RFK is right now, if you think back to where RFK was in the last time that the last time we got to be up here together was Xfinity Days in 2015, right? And to be able to take the last couple of years and continuously work to build RFK back to that heyday and to keep working and getting after it. And so much has gone into that, so much that is completely over my head, so much effort back in the shop. It's neat to see so many new faces during the celebration that we had last week. You know, every bit of a dozen, maybe 18 people raised their hand when Jack asked whose first cup win that Richmond was. So that's awesome to see that, but then also to see the people that have been around for 25, 30 years, to see the people that when I was allowed to work in the shop and be in there, see the people that were in the fab shop or in the shop or the carbon shop, and you know, just see the people worked alongside and see the excitement back on their faces. I mean, it's certainly good timing. It's certainly just a testament of all the work that's gone into the next gen car, you know, all the work that's gone into just continuously developing it. You know, it's just making my job a lot easier to go out here and win these races. And you know, I just think that where we're at in season, sure would have loved to have won at Daytona and said that he felt like you pretty much locked in. But we've been fast at a lot of places and haven't quite been able to grab that trophy. But, you know, to grab the last 2 weeks now, that's certainly very good timing as we head into a playoff here in just a few short weeks.
There you have your winner, Chris Buescher. Here, what?
Okay, we're about to start our post-race media availability for today's Firekeepers Casino 400. We're joined by the winning owner and fourth-place finisher in today's race. That's Brad Keselowski. Brad, second consecutive win for RFK Racing. Second consecutive really strong race by the number six car. I'm sure you're feeling good. Please tell us how good.
Yeah, it's been two great weekends, and you know, I'm just thrilled to death for our company. There's a lot of people really working their guts out, trying to push and, you know, work within the limits of the rules and regulations, but not leave anything on the table. And at the same time, you know, just executing at the highest of levels, whether it be on pit road or restarts or whatever else it takes. And, you know, I'm happy for them, their efforts, getting them the results they deserve. And, you know, but also, you know, keeping our head down, we got a lot of racing left in front of us. We're now in a position to have at least one car fully locked in the playoffs, and realistically both cars are probably locked in the playoffs with today's results. So that's super exciting. Not officially for, don't get mad at me, but realistically. So we're pumped for the way this weekend played out. This was not a track that I thought we would come to and have, you know, a significant level of success given what we've seen throughout the rest of the year. But, you know, the team did a great job adjusting on both cars and making them faster. And at the end of the race, my car was just a rocket. I think we went from 10, 11 seconds back from the lead to 4 or 5 there by the end of the race. And I was hoping we could have another 20 or 30 more laps because I think I could have got to all the way to the front. But the team did a great job across all aspects, and we're getting those results. So thrilled for Chris, thrilled for our team, and just a big weekend for us overall. Big 2 weekends.
Excellent. And two. Keselowski. There you have Brad Keselowski. All right. Let's see how the top 16 playoff contenders are after this. It starts out, Martin Truex is your points leader by a whopping 57 points over Denny Hamlin. Truex, 3 wins. Hamlin, 2 wins. Third place, William Byron, 96 points back Truex, but he's got 4 wins. Christopher Bell in fourth has a win. Kevin Harvick, for some reason, he's up in 5th in points and has no wins. But he's been consistently finishing near the front. Does have a playoff point, so he did win one stage, which kind of makes things a little weird. But he's far enough up to where he doesn't have to worry about being bumped out, not down 16. Kyle Larson, 2 wins. He's in 6th. Ross Chastain with a win. He's in 7th. The winning owner of the past couple of weeks, Brad Keselowski, has no wins on the track. In 8th, Kyle Busch in 9th. He had a bad day. He has 3 wins, but he's in 7th. Ryan Blaney has a win in 10th. Chris Buescher in 11th has 2 wins. So like I said, back-to-back Buescher. He won in Richmond and Michigan. Shortest and one of the longest. Well, not the shortest. 2nd to the shortest and 2nd to the longest. Well, 3rd to the longest, excuse me. I keep forgetting Talladega is 1.16 miles longer than Daytona, so that would put Michigan in the 3rd spot. Fontana, they're both 2-mile tracks. Well, Pocono's 2.5, so, all right. Yeah, multiple tracks the same length. We'll leave it at that. Anyway, where was I? We have Kyle Busch. Chris Buescher at 11th. 12th, Joey Logano has a win. Tyler Reddick in 13th has a win. Bubba Wallace in 14th has no wins. Ricky Stenhouse, 15th, has a win. And on the bubble, at the moment, with no wins, is Ty Gibbs. He's 44 points behind Stenhouse, so the only way he will get a win, he will get in, is if he gets a win. And if so, that would bump Bubba Wallace down, probably, yeah. So, there's our wrap-up for the week. Right, we'll see what happens with Noah Gragson. It was an Instagram thing, too. Who's trolling his pages? Oh, he posted this. Oh, you can't do that. That's offensive. There's going to be some feces hitting the circular oscillating device. So we'll have to wait and see. All right, let's see what we got this weekend. We're gone not too far from where they were this weekend. Indy, we're going to do IndyCar playoffs. Start for the Truck Series. They will be in action at the T-Sport 200 at Lucas Oil Raceway Park. That is also the same venue that NHRA goes to for the U.S. Nationals. Indy is the big race for everybody. Xfinity will be at the Pennzoil 150 for the it will be the Pennzoil 150, like it's presented by Advance Auto Parts, will sponsor the race, will offer the sponsor the sponsorship at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course at 5:30 p.m. on USA. And, the Craftsman race will be on Fox Sports 1 at 9 p.m. So under the lights for the trucks. Late afternoon for Indy, Xfinity. And Sunday on actual NBC. They're actually putting one on the cup race on the regular channel instead of the USA Network. At the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course, the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard. 30 p.m. on Sunday. Well, there you have it. I'm Benny B., your host. Don't forget, go to rumble.com. Check out Jeff and I, They Still Live podcast, where we goof on everything that pops up into our head and the news. So we did talk about the Gragson incident, and I decided to get a little NASCAR media doing my put my Garage Talk Live self into that. And kind of, explain, I guess, being it just happened, that, relating it to the Kyle Larson. Anyway, that's our show for today. I'm Benny B., your host. Good day and good racing. See you next week. Bye.